News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
You were telling us about the Taoiseach's itinerary for the rest of today.
The key thing really here is that he wants to discuss with President Zelensky EU support for Ukraine under Ireland's presidency and Ireland's own support. And what will be really interesting now to see from the course of this trip is how he's going to back up that support, whether or not there's going to be perhaps further monetary investment in Ireland's support for Ukraine. And we'll hopefully have an announcement whether or not that's going to happen throughout the course of the trip. He's also meeting with the new Prime Minister, who was only appointed to the role last week, and he'll visit the Ukrainian Parliament and meet with its Speaker to exchange views on Ukraine's EU accession negotiations. Ireland has been backing Ukraine joining the EU for a very long time now, and he wants to discuss the associated agenda for domestic reforms around that. Also, very interestingly, he's going to visit some civilian areas which have been damaged by recent attacks, and he'll be meeting with charities and organisations who support those affected by the attacks. And these charities and organisations receive Irish funding, so he'll be getting a bit of an update from the people on the ground here of how that's progressing. And if anyone was paying attention to the news over the weekend, Kyiv in particular experienced one of the worst attacks that it's seen since the beginning of the war over 4 years ago. I was speaking to somebody here from the embassy who said there was 40 missiles in 40 minutes. So it was quite an intense attack. So it'll be interesting to get an update from the people on the ground of how they're coping here. But just from the very quick bit of Kyiv that I've seen since we've arrived, you can see that people really are persevering, like pulling into the train station and everybody's getting off and heading into the office and the sun is shining. If you didn't know any better, it seems as if almost nothing's happening here. Of course, we'll see a different side of Kyiv when we get out to those sites later today. But it's clear to see that the people are strong and they're holding down the fort here, and they really are trying to continue on with life as much as they can as normal. So it'll be interesting to hear from them what it's like to be here. But yes, it's going to be an interesting trip for sure.
What is also interesting is timing domestically for Volodymyr Zelensky. They are on a war footing for 5 years at this point. But there has been some disquiet at how Zelensky has been handling recent changes to his cabinet.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, a new prime minister appointed just last week, but that wasn't the only kind of reshuffling that was happening. Volodymyr Zelensky made the decision not to keep a very popular defence minister, Mykhailo Fedorov, in his latest cabinet reshuffle. And now this defence minister was liked because he was taking a more modern approach to the conflict, and he was relying heavily on the use of drones in Ukraine's attacks against Israel, or against Russia rather, and its defence. And there was a bit of a clash between him and Ukraine's more traditional commander-in-chief, Oleksandr Syrsky. You'll have to forgive my pronunciation of these names now. But demonstrators had been calling for this commander-in-chief to be dismissed, and there were ongoing protests throughout the course of the last week since this reshuffle happened. And Zelensky has since sacked this commander-in-chief and replaced him with a younger man as well, who's quite friendly with Fedorov and who would agree with a lot of his approaches to the war and his defence. But protests are still set to continue. Now, there's not expected to be any active protest today, but we can see from protesters online that they're organising one for Friday, and they're still demanding Fedorov's return. So they're saying that the sacking of the commander-in-chief just isn't enough, and they want the defence minister back in the cabinet.
And of course, the slightly socially awkward thing for Micheál Martin is that Ireland is at the focus of a European investigation when it comes to Agnieszka Lumina. How much of that is registering, do you think, in Kyiv, and will it be addressed in the bilateral between Micheál Martin and Volodymyr Zelensky?
I think it'll be impossible for him to avoid it being addressed. It's something that Volodymyr Zelensky is definitely very well aware of. When he visited Dublin just 3 weeks ago, he said that he hoped that this report wouldn't take too long and that we would have the information to come from it very shortly. Now, we've since learned that that report is going to be handed over to the European Commission, and it won't be published publicly first. So we ourselves won't have the details of it, but Zelensky himself will be very eager to hear what's come out of it. And it's been reported that he was speaking with the leaders within the EU about how he wants the EU to sanction the sale of Lumina to Russia. Now, this is something that the EU hasn't said whether or not it will do, but they are currently continuing negotiations on the 21st round of sanctions on Russia. So it'll be interesting to see if Zelensky can kind of pile the pressure on to get that across the line for sanctions to be put in place there. But yeah, I think there's no way that this issue won't be discussed between the two leaders.
Emily Keegan in Kyiv with Micheál Martin on that trip. Thank you very much for joining us. More from Emily on our bulletins throughout the day.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.